The new men's tennis rankings are out, and Rafael Nadal has, surprise, surprise, closed the gap on world number one Roger Federer. 545 points now separate the two men. The Spaniard could end the Swiss star's stay at the top, a place Federer has been since February 2004, before the end of this season. Of course, Nadal's epic victory Sunday in the gentlemen's singles final at Wimbledon was what sent his stock soaring. If you haven't heard by now, and I'm surprised you haven't, the Mallorcan won his first crown at the All England Club and halted Federer's run of five consecutive titles in the process. This match went the distance, all five sets, and went into the record books as the longest men's championship match in the history of Wimbledon. Doctors have advised Nadal now to take a few days rest. He has a sore knee. He won't be playing in this week's Mercedes Cup in Germany. Rafa, meanwhile, will reflect on winning Wimbledon.
I would love to win here anyway, you know, and today was my third final, and just focus all the time and believe in the victory all the time. That's what I think.
Do you think this will change your life? Because it's like some piece of history, you know, first Spanish person for 42 years.
Well, this piece of history, yes, because we didn't win for the last 42 years, no, but that doesn't want to change my life, for sure not.
Are you the best player in the world right now?
No, I did very well for the last couple of months. No, for the last few months, I played better than the others, but I still number two.
How was it during the rain delays? How tough was it to keep concentrated, and how did the first one affect you? Because it seemed that when you guys came back on court, Roger managed to get the upper hand.
Well, he played very well, very good time, no. So I don't know. I just accept. We know the rain's gonna be there, and just but said with calm everything.
On to cycling. Protesters made their presence known Monday at the Tour de France. Four riders taking part in the 129-kilometer third stage were stopped by the group, whose members were waving banners about 30 kilometers from the finish line in Nantes. An intervention by none other than Tour de France director Christian Prudhomme apparently worked wonders. The protesters were soon hustled away from the cyclists.